Again, Perek Yud Aleph, Perek Chof Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ulebeis Melech Yehuda Shimu Dvar Hashem. Okay, so Hashem over here in the previous Pesukim, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he predicted, Hashem warned through Yirmiyah, there's going to be a very great Chorban. Okay, we know about that, but what was new in this section that we did not have until now is here there was a direct communication between Tzidkiyahu and Yirmiyah. This is something new. Until now, these last 21 Parakim of the Sefer, there was no direct communication. We only learned about Yirmiyah giving over prophecy to a general audience, to people, whoever wanted to listen. Here we learned this interesting information where Tzidkiyahu, he sent two of his advisors, his messengers, Pashhur ben, who was his name? It was Pashhur ben Malkiah, not to be confused with Pashhur ben Imer, and Tzifanya ben Maaseyah. They were sent, he was the Sagan, or he was the Kohen Gadol himself, and they were sent by Tzidkiyahu to ask Yirmiyah to be mispalel. And the word that they chose was Diroshna. Please seek out Ba'adenu. We discussed yesterday at great length the significance of the word ulai. Maybe Hashem will provide a solution for me. Okay, there's one thing I want to go back. I want to mention. This is very important. This is very important supplement to what we discussed yesterday in reference to the word ulai. Those who weren't here yesterday, we mentioned over here this prayer was a very weak prayer. When Tzidkiyahu, he sent his two messengers, Pashhur ben Malkiah and Tzifanya ben Maaseyah, they said, Droshna Vadeinu. Okay, that's very nice. Seek out Hashem on our behalf. Elas Hashem, nilcham oleinu, ulai. Maybe, Yaseh Hashem asanu kichol nifliyos var yasem v'yealem yaleinu. So we discussed that the word ulai is not appropriate when you're coming to seek HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There has to be conviction. Case in point, what's the difference between Rachel and Sarah? Both Rachel and Sarah were akoros. They did not have children. And they came up with a plan to give another wife to Avraham. So if Avraham, Sarah also did not have, Avraham also did not have children, so by Sarah giving Hagar to Avraham, so maybe somehow that will there are many different approaches to what her kavana was. She will be the foster mother of Yishmael. She will raise Yishmael. Right, she will raise him, she will guide him, be mechanichim, and that way she will also contribute to the future of Klal Yisrael through Yishmael. Now that did not work, because Yishmael turned out to be a para adam, v'uye para adam, yadoi ba'kol v'yad kol bo. So Sarah's plan failed. Okay?
Do we know that she tried her plan?
It says, ulai ibonim imena. Yeah, it's Beferish in the Pasuk. Let me actually get a Chumash. Okay, but the Pasuk says she had a plan. Yeah. This is very important.
But she didn't stop. She left. She
didn't stop.
Well, she had it. She should have sent Hagar away as soon as she gave birth.
Okay, let's see. Parshas Vayera. In Parshas Vayera, we have Vavimelech leikarav ileha. Vayomer lav elukim kim vayikav elukh avram. I'm supposed to go back to Lech Lecha. By Parashas Lech Lecha, the Sarai Eishes Avram Lo Yolido Lo V'lo Shivcha Mitzris Ushmo Hagar. Vatomer Sarai El Avram Hineino Atzorani Hashem Iledes. Hashem has withheld me from giving birth. Boy No El Shivcha Si Ulai. That's the key word over here. Ulai. Ulai ibonem imena. Okay, it's Beferish HaPasek. Go to my maidservant, to Hagar. Ulai, maybe Ibane, I will be built up Mimena through her.
That's a key word. What is that?
Oh, so I'm coming to explain. Vayishma Avram Lekol Sarai. So what does Rashi say on this pasuk? She's Ulai Ibane Mimena, Limit al Mish Ein Lo Ibanim. Rashi writes here, this teaches us something important. The person does not have children, She'ein Ibanui Elo Harus. Okay, I will be built up. If you don't have children, so you're not called built, you're called Harus. Ibane Mimena. Okay, that's a Jewish. That's not what the point I want to make. Here's the point that we want to make. Bizachus She'achnis Tsarasti L'Sachbesi. In the merit of bringing my Tsarasi, my adversary, into my home, and that merit I will have children. I will be built up. We find this by Leah. Okay, but the point over here is, this is Rashi. Rashi is quoting one of many Mamari Chazal. But the point over here is, Sarah had over here a plan. Okay, it's not important to go into what exactly the plan was, but the plan on a very simple level was to bring in another woman into her home, and in that marriage she will have children, or she will be built up. Maybe it means she'll be the foster mother of the child that will be born, and this child will somehow be the future of Klal Yisrael, of Avraham, and Sarah will have an impact by raising this child. Did this plan work or did this plan fail? Well, more or less it failed.
Okay. It was a success.
So it was a success? Is Yishmol? All right, maybe you'll say.
You like to look at it.
Okay, fine. But La'asalavo, Yishmol will do tshuva. Yishmol will do tshuva, Chazal say, and they will be an asset to us. Okay, it's hard to imagine to say such a thing today after all the terror that they are responsible, the harm, the pain, the suffering that is unimaginable. To say such a thing like that is hard to get those words out of your mouth. All right, but be that as it may, whatever it was, Sarah had a plan. Did the plan work? You can't say the plan was a total success. There's nothing to talk about because Yishmol was a para Adam. Yeah?
Rabbi
Kaiser
said that he
don't
the troop for
Avodah Zarah,
not the Shechas Tamim and Gileah
Rice. Say that again.
He only did
Shuvah for
Avodah Zarah.
Okay, that's an interesting point. Okay, now let's fast forward.
But
there's
another thing.
Yeah.
That maybe by the Shuvah of the other Yaakov's wife as well, that being around mother getting birth and nursing, the whole thing, that somehow that would cause a change in her.
She would be able to be birthed. Okay, that she will have her own child.
That's the possible.
She will have a merit of having her own child.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. But in the process, things did not work out very well. Because the bottom line is, a Yishmol did come into the world, and a Yishmol was a very great source of pain for Klal Yisrael, at least so far. Okay, so you can't say that the plan was a total success. There's nothing to talk about. It was not. Now let's go forward. Let's now jump to Parshas Vayetze. Now we have one generation later. We have really two generations. Now we're up to Yaakov. Yaakov marries Rachel and Leah. Vateir Rachel ki lo yolodol Yaakov. She did not give birth to Yaakov. Vatekanei Rachel ba'achaysa. Rachel was jealous of her sister. Her sister already produced four children, I think, at this point, and she had nothing at this point. She was Vatomer El Yaakov. Havli vanim v'yimayin mei sonochi. I want children. If not, I'm dead. Vayicharaf Yaakov Rachel vayomer hasachas l'kemanochi. Hashemona mimech plivaten. Is it my fault? Now here comes exactly what she's following in the ways of Sarah. Vatoimer, Rachel said, Hine, Amosi Vilha, my maidservant Vilha, Bo Eleha, marry her. Viseleid al Birkai, she will give birth to children under my tutelage, under my knees. Vibone Gam Anochi Mimena. It's come out the same expression, with one major difference. The word ulai does not appear. The word ulai is missing. Was Rachel successful? She sure was. Because Bilhah produced two shvatim. And those two shvatim was Dan, and who was the other one? Dan was Naftali, Don and Naftali. They're pretty good. Don is the Ma'asif L'chol HaMenachmas. I think they say we're all today Gilgulim of Don. We're living in the Mashiach. Everyone today is Shaykh, one way or another, to Shevet Don. Naftali is the Shliach Tzibur of Klal Yisrael. He was the one that excelled in the Koyach Tefillah. So she was very successful. This plan was a major success. And then through that, Rachel also had children. She had Yosef and Binyamin. Right, she also. So why would the Tzar fail and did Rachel succeed? One difference. Ulai. The difference was conviction. Conviction. Ulai. When Sarah implemented the plan, Ulai, maybe yeah, maybe not. When you do something wishy-washy, maybe yeah, maybe not, then you get a half-baked result. You get a Yishmael. He's a human being. He looks like a human being, but he's not really a human being. He's a para-Adam. He's not an Adam para. Okay, it's nishtahi nishtaher. Rachel saw the mistake of Sarah. You don't say ulai. When you have to do something, you do it. You give it all you got. If you'll succeed or not, that's not your business. But when you do it, you give it all you got. There's no ulai. That's the major difference. So here as well, that's exactly the very great fault in the message of Tzidkiyahu through Pashur ben Malkiah and Tzafanya ben Maaseyah. He started off very good. Duroshna. Seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our behalf. A beautiful expression. It's a very powerful word. Va'adeinu el Hashem. Ulai. Maybe yeah, maybe not. Maybe Hashem will do with us miracles like He's done with us in the past. You do an ulai, you're going to end up with a para adam. You're not going to end up with success. So it's the same idea, and that is why indeed this technique did not go off very well. Okay, so now let's go. Now that we've learned over here this message, we've learned over here this was unique that we learned yesterday, that over here that is a communication. There is a direct dialogue between the Navi and the Melech. We think of this as something, you know, very trivial, because big deal, of course. You know, like today when a new president comes into office, like when Obama came into office, so his chiddush was, I'm going to speak to the leader of Iran. Right? Really, you're crazy. You can talk to him. This is not American policy to go talk to a terrorist, to talk to the leaders of a terrorist country. So what are you talking about? Well, he never did. He actually never, I mean, he had to deal with that, but he never actually sat down, never actually was true to his promise that he's going to sit down with the leader, with the president, or the sheikh, whatever they call it, he never did it. But he said he would do it. Right? He said he would do it. And that was very disturbing to many people in politics. So what are you doing? This has never been done before. So it's a shock thing. Well, we have to Al-Havdil Elif Alfi Avdolos is also a shocking thing, because until this point in time there was a very great divide between the Melech and the Navi. Look at Eliyahu and Achav. When Achav met Eliyahu, he said to him, you're the ugly one of Klal Yisrael, you're the Oicher Yisrael. There was obviously a very big, great divide between the Nevi'im, who were trying to get Klal Yisrael on the right track, and the Malachim, the kings, who were not with the program. So here, for there to be a dialogue between the two...
But then again, it depends who's in power. That's not a uniform thing.
Okay, if the Melech is a tzaddik, Melech is not a tzaddik. But here it appears that we know that Yoshiyahu and Yirmiyahu was also a divide. Yoshiyahu died only because he did not listen to Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah told him, this is really not even clear if they actually had a conversation. Yoshiyahu decided he's not going to allow Paro Necho to pass through the land. Yirmiyah said, let them go. Let them go. We're not living on the Madrid. Now where we're deserving of the bracha of Chavlei Savar B'Yartzechem. Yoshiyahu did not listen to the advice of Yirmiyahu. Now the question is it that he didn't listen or he didn't even bother to ask? But whatever the story is, either he didn't listen or he didn't bother to ask, there was obviously a very great a lack of communication between the two. And now, if that was true and it came to Yirmiyahu and Yoshiyahu, which really was good, after that it was all downhill. Yehoyakim, And then Yehoyachin, and now we're dealing over here with Tzidkiyahu. So the fact over here that we even mentioned, and look at this, there is some dialogue, there is some communication between the two. We have to appreciate that this was a major step forward. a major, major step forward in there being some type of reunification between the two different segments of Klal Yisrael. Now, as an unfortunate take, no, we learned from the Abarbanel yesterday is that it wasn't complete because why can't they talk face to face? I mean, what's the big deal? You go talk to the Melech and the Novi. Shouldn't they be sitting together and having a conversation? No, that far they couldn't go. There had to be some intermediary between Pashur and Tzefania, but at least, and then the message also was, Ulai, I'm not yet convinced that our derech is wrong. Maybe our derech is still right. Ulai, so you see, they're moving in the right direction, but it's too little, too late. Okay, that's something I just want to make note. We have to focus on that point. Now that we go further, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ulaveis Melech Yehuda Shimu Dvar Hashem. Now he gives over another message, another very important message, and this is a famous pasuk. There's a lot of midrashim on this pasuk. Amari Chazal to the house of the king of Yehuda. I want you to hear the word of Hashem. Based of it, he's calling Tzidkiyahu. The base of it, you are the descendant of David HaMelech. Koyamar Hashem, Dinu Labayker Mishpat, judge in the morning with justice. The Hatsilu Gazul Miyad Oyshek, and restore the theft from the hand of the oppressor, the tyrant. The Oyshek is the person who is extortion. Extortion, now we're assuming for this a little bit more far, Radak elaborates, there's a chilul between Gezel and Oyshek. There are different interpretations as exactly what the difference is. I was always under the impression that oishek is when you force a person to give up property for money that he does not want to give up. A person has a beautiful car, and it's an heirloom. He doesn't want to give it up. And I want this for myself, and you must give it to me. I'm not going to steal it. I'm writing out a check for $100,000. So you're being paid. But I don't care. You can give me all the money in the world. I do not want to relinquish this piece of property. I don't care what you want. I want it. Here, I'm taking it for myself. And on the books, I'm innocent. You can never hold me accountable for Gezel because I paid you. I paid you when they're going to review in court the proceedings. We had a lawyer. There was a full payment. There was a bank check. There was no cheating. But I didn't want to do it. Oh, you didn't want to do it. That's your word against mine. And that no one knows about. That is called oishek. Oishek is in English extortion. Extortion. You force a person to go through with a deal against his will, even though he does not. When he does not want to do so. That's not how the Radak learns here. Oishek. Oishek here. He has another interpretation. Is when a person comes to court and has a claim. Reuben comes to Shimon and says, Shimon, I've worked for you. I've worked hard labor. You owe me my wages. You owe me $1,000. You owe me this money. It comes to me. Okay, come back tomorrow. I don't have the money today. He comes back tomorrow. Come back the next day. You keep on pushing off a person from repaying him money that you owe. So did I take away something from him? No. When you take away something from someone, that's called gezel. When you owe someone something and you refuse to pay it, that is called, in the Radak's understanding, oshek. Case is also something which you can get away with. You can't get away with breaking and entering because that you've committed a crime. But when you owe someone something for services or whatever the situation is, there's more wiggle room to deny payment to the person who's making the claim. So that is called oyshek. And here there is a mingling of the terms. As you've noticed, we've mingled the terms in the previous psukim with the yod netuya and the zoya chazaka, with the enemy. With the enemy, is going to come inside and your weapons are going to come outside. Here again is a mingling of the terms of gozul, miyad, oshek. These two expressions are very different forms of theft and they don't fit one with another. And yet over here they're being merged together in order to express the corruption in society is so great. There's almost a mingling between gezel, it's an expression. The two don't really go together. It just say the gezel miyad miyad hagazlan, the gozel miyad hagazlan. Or you want to talk about oshek? It should be, I don't know, the word gozel is not the correct word to use in the connection with oshek, but the mingling of the terms is an expression which connotes that there was an extreme degree of corruption where you could not even define the meaning of theft. That's how bad it got. Okay, but the point over here is Hashem says to David, David, I want you in the morning to go and execute judgment. The Atzilu, and I want you to restore. I want you to save the gazul, the theft, miyad, oishek, from the one that has been robbed. From the robber, from the thief. The oishek is the thief. I want you extortion. I want the extortionist. I want you to return the money from the hands of the extortionist. Because if you do not do so, I'm giving you one last chance. Pentetzech oishek hamosi. My anger will be go forth. Uvo ara, it will be kindled. The ein mechabe will not be extinguished. Bibne, because roa ma'al aleichem, your evil deeds. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Hinni elayich yashavis oimek. Hashem says, I am against you. I am going to fight against the city. You who sit in the valley. Yerushalayim is called a mountain that sits upon a valley. Those who sit in the valley, tsur hamishar, the rock of the plain, the rock of the Mishar. It's a valley. In the valley there's a Mishar, and upon the Mishar there is a rock. That's the mount. That's Yerushalayim, Um Hashem. Ha'imrim, I'm going to fight against you who are in denial. What is your frame of mind? You say it to yourselves, Mi yechas aleinu, who can attack us? Who can terrorize us? U'miyavoy bim oinoseinu, and who can come into our abode? No one's going to be able to penetrate our security barrier. Pasuk Yudalid, Hashem says, it's not so. For kadati aleichem, the day of reckoning is come. I'm going to visit upon you, kifri ma'al aleichem, according to the fruits of your deeds. Num Hashem, v'yitzati esh b'yara, I'm going to kindle a fire in the forest. V'achlo kolus sivivecha, and it will consume the entire surroundings. Okay, so let's see over here first the similar interpretation, then we'll see some midrashim. Pasuk Yudalid, in the midst of the David, ulebeis. Will the base Melech Yehuda Musav Al Milas Toymar Ha'amar B'chilso Inyan Ucha Oymer? Will the base Toymar Shimu? I'm relaying a message to the king. Yirmiyahu here is relaying a message to the Melech himself. What's the message? The message is that I'm giving you one last chance. Yerushalayim at this point in time is suffering from corruption. There is serious corruption taking place in society. It may seem like everything is fine and good. And we always come back to this idea. If we would be there, it would say, wow, everything is so good. There are so many chesed organizations. There's a gemach for everything under the sun. They have everything you can possibly imagine can be found in society. So what's so bad? The Ikarim are corrupt. The Panemius is corrupt. That's what's coming. What is that? That is justice. There is no sense of justice. Dinui labayker hu inyan derech zirus. The word dinui is in a command form. This is a command. Gazul hanigzal oishek hagazlon ha'oishek es hazulos. The extortionist who steals from someone else. Zulos is his victim. Ko'esh hamos. If you do not correct the injustice, it's the sun. I'm going to set forth fire. It's going to burn. It's an aloymar. Kamar'esh shayotzeis ha'lech. Just like fire that goes forth, it burns by itself. So too, my fire will burn among them. There will be no one that will be able to extinguish my fire. There will be no one that will be able to protest, to change my mind, to stop my anger from going forth and consuming the city. Next, due to your evil deeds, the fire will burn because of your evil deeds. Pasuk Gimel, Hineni Alecha, and Hinei Ani Alecha Leotzer Lecha, to bring a siege upon you, Ata Yerushalayim. In other words, all of these words here in this pasuk is a description of the topography of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim sits in a valley. Upon the valley is a plain. Okay, so a valley, I guess, is some low land. And then there's a plain, there's something flat in the valley. And upon that, there's a mountain, there's a tzur. Near Yerushalayim is a valley. Vehi al ha'har mimal. Yerushalayim is situated upon a mountain that is upon this valley. Tzur ha'mishar ha'yoshevis ala tzur asher b'mishar. It's a rock, a mountain, that is upon a plain. Okay, what's the difference between a mishar, a plain, and a valley? I don't know. But obviously, those who are knowledgeable in topography...
Plain is higher up. Yeah. Plain is it's like a plateau on the top of a mountain.
No, but it's saying the mountain is on top. It's
no, it's
sore.
Not a mountain, but it's still not a, you know, flat. It's not a necessarily.
So different levels.
Down.
Different levels. So there's a valley is low. And then there's some type of like low mountain, what we're right. calling a Misha. And upon the Misha, there's a Tsur. There's a mountain which is Yerushalayim. Three different levels. Mi Yechas Aleinu. Who can descend? The word Yechas means to descend upon us. In this context means to attack us. Mi Yered Aleinu Lamilchama. Umi V'chulu Ka'imar Halacha Ezer B'tzura Ahair B'tzura V'chazaka. The city is fortified. Umi Ye'arev libo, who would have the chutzpah, would I'm not sure what the word ye'arev would cosign, an arev libo lageshes eleinu lemulchama umiyichbay shayso, who would be foolish enough to go and attack Yerushalayim? That's what they were thinking at that point in time. Hashem says, don't worry, I'll bring it about, it'll happen. Pasuk Yudal in the Mesudos Vakarti Ashkiach Alechem, I will pay attention upon you, Lohashiv Kigmul Maasechem, to punish you according to what you deserve. The word of Pekida means, it means a very powerful word, V'Hashem Pokad Es Sara. Hashem remembered Sarah, Hashem rewarded her. Here it means a payment of punishment. V'Ya'ara, Heim Ora Yehuda, these are the sins of Yehuda, V'Yachlot, Tisarvach, everything will be burnt. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, Pasuk Yud Beis. Miyad, restore, Hatsilu, the Gazul Miyad, O Sheikh, from the extortionist. Ta'amo Lamata. It is O Sheikh, not Oshek. Oshek is the actual, is the actual money.
Well, it's the act.
The act, okay, the act. Or the act.
The other is the actor.
Is the actor. So, Tamo Lamata, it's Milara. The emphasis is on the shin. She'ena Shem Davar. Because if the emphasis was on the ayin, Oshek, it would be Mila'el, then it would be a reference to the act of extortion. El Shem Hagazlan, Oshek. Oshek is the extortionist, ha'ishek es achaydim, that steals from others. Vein mechabeh, the fire will be sent forth, it will not be extinguished, lo yimolet l'chem sonid, there will be no survivors. Pasuk in Gimel, Yeshev es ha'imek, those who sit in the valley, Yerushalayim, he besech ha'imek, Yeshev is in the valley, davar acher, another interpretation, Lashnav shehemik means, does not, this is a dream medrash, it means secrets. It means the secrets that are taking of corruption that are taking place in society. Shehemik HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eitzo Olecho LeHachariva. It's a deep secret. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is planning secretly to, is conspiring against you to destroy you. And that's here, Yosheves, those who are saying, I'm against you. Who is against you? I think over here it means, according to Rashi, Yosheves Hoimek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Yoshev in the Emek, in the secrets of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is invisible, Roye Ve'ena Nira, he is now dealing with a very great plan that is concealed from Klal Yisrael to bring about their destruction. So it's a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is called the term of Hashem. Hashem's title is Yosheves Hoimek. Next, Tsur HaMishar, Har Shakol Sevivav Mishar, it is a mountain, which on all sides is called a plain. Mi Yechas Oleinu, Mi Yechane Oleinu, who can descend upon us? Kmo ki Sham Aram Nichitim, there Aram came down. Nachas, Noches, there it's the Yud is replaced with the Nun, it's the same word, and in that context it means they will descend upon us to attack. Okay, let's see the Radak, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ulubeis Melech Yehuda, Chosar Toimar. There's a missing word in the Pasuk. The Pasuk should really say, Ulubeis Melech Yehuda Toimar. You shall say as follows, Shimudra Hashem. The word is missing. Kamo Shama Lamalum Cholam Azelozo Toimar V'Samach Amevin B'Chesroinoi. And the reason why the word is missing is because that's the style of writing. You don't always have to include every single word in the pasuk. in Hebrew. What is the meaning of ulabes? Who is the base a reference to? Lo ulabanov v'sarav. It's not just to Tzidkiyahu, it's to his family and it's to his servants. Shehem b'nei mishpachtai. Pasuk yidbeis, base b'nei David. Zohar dao lefnei shehu hoyoyseh mishpat. Why here suddenly is Yirmiyah making mention of David? David was the great-great-great-grandfather of Tzidkiyahu. We want to go back and mention the following, the midos of the Zayda. Shehu hayu oisa mishpat k'ma sh'amar v'hidava oisa mishpat utzdaka l'chol amo. Kein hayu roi sh'yasa banu b'nei b'el. So therefore, since David's way was justice, that's what you, Tzidkiyahu, should be busy with, justice. Sheyilmudu ma'asav ha'tayvim, you should learn from his good deeds. Dinoi la'baiker mishpat, follow your great-grandfather and do and execute mishpat in the morning, la'baiker. What is the significance of the word baiker? So here the Radak is drawing upon a Gemara. And the Gemara tells you a very important halacha, that a dayan is not allowed to eat until he first renders his halachic decisions. Because once a person eats, his mind already is confused. The mind is not clear. When you bring into your mind anything, it seems, any type of thing, we think just the opposite. Right? We think, you know, if you want to have a clear mind, have a good breakfast. Chazal say no. If you want to have a clear mind, don't eat breakfast. Let your mind be in its pure state before it's influenced by sugar and who knows what, whatever else you put into the mind that dulls the accuracy, the precision of the mind. And therefore, certainly when it comes like the dinei nefashos, when it comes to dinei nefashos halacha, you're not allowed to dine, they're not allowed to paskin dinei nefashos if they have eaten. They have to be fasting. And I think the halacha, when it comes to all other major decisions, also l'chumra, a dayan is not allowed to eat until he first decides the halacha. And that's what it tells you, laboker, koidem shetis asku biachila ushesia, before you busy yourself eating and drinking, uvedavar mitzarachachem, and all of your personal matters. Teshu makam adin, sit down in the court, ladun kol misha yavoy litzayt, to take care of official business. V'chein amar Moshe Rabbeinu l'bashalim, v'yeshe Moshe l'shpades ha'am, min boiker ad erev. The word boiker is also used in reference to Moshe, because Moshe also did not eat until he first decided all legal matters. V'atzilu gazol miyad oishek, miyad misha oishek oisoy v'gazo, save a person from the person who has been oppressed from the enemies. V'agoizel humish, now here the Radak is coming to tell us the difference between gezel and oishek. V'agoizel humish, the precise definition of gezel, according to the Radak, is when you steal, you take away by force property from someone else. What then is oishek? For oishek mi sheba mamon chaver liyada bebikadain, oy behalva, oy schirus, where you legally have acquired someone else's money. I've borrowed it. I have an object in my possession. I rented something, so I took possession of a piece of property, and I don't want to return it. The money came into my possession legally, but I have an obligation to return it. I refuse to do so. That is the precise definition of oishak. So now here the Radak is coming to ask a very important question. So these two terms do not mix well. V'hatzilu gazul miyad oishek. These words don't make sense. If we want to focus on the oishek, it should say v'hatzilu the davar, the object of theft, from the object of oishek, from the oishek. And if you want to focus on the word gazul, it should say v'atzilu gazul miyad hagazlan. So these two terms don't make sense. We're dealing with two different types of situations. What's the question? We have two different terms. We have gazul and we have the word oshek. The oshek is the person. The gazul is the object.
And not the victim.
Not the victim. No, the gazul. No, the victim is not being discussed. Say that self-understood the victim. The gazul is the property.
I don't know that that's correct.
is the victim. That's the victim. But the victim over here is not being mentioned in the pasuk. The victim is self-understood. The gazul is the object. And the oishek is the perpetrator. But the problem is, these two terms do not mix well. If we want to focus on an object that is called gazul, then the perpetrator is the gazlan, not the oshek. If we want to focus on the perpetrator who is the oshek, then the object is not called the gazul, the object is the oshek. So these two words do not go together. So the Radak is coming to give an answer. Misha goizel, the person that is goizel, kol shekein she'oishek. Certainly he will commit, it's much easier. And a person has the chutzpah to break into someone else's property and steal illegally property, certainly when the property came into his possession legally because he borrowed money or because he rented something or because he has an object that he's guarding, certainly he's going to be guilty. He'll have the Yetzirah, he'll be willing to commit the crime of Oshek and not return it. So that's why these terms here are mingled together according to the Radak. Therefore, Omar Ratzilu Gozul Miyad Oshek Ki HaGoizel, a person that is a Goizel, he is already stooped to such a law, will certainly be Nichshol in Va'oshek. Next, Ma'al Lehem, your evil deeds, Kasa Behei. Okay, so over here we have a Kuivach Sif. It's written Ma'al Lehem with a hey at the end, but we pronounce it Ma'al Lehem with a chaf at the end. Kasa Behei, it's written Behei Lenistarim, and in third person, Roya Ma'al Lehem, their evil deeds, but we speak in first person, your evil deeds, or their evil deeds, Ma'al Lehem. Or second person,
your.
It's direct. The kari b'chaf ma'al lechem lenim tzoim, not lenistarim, but to those that are in front of us. K'mo shamar dinoy, like it says. Why have we changed the ksiv to the kri to make it consistent with the beginning of the pasuk where it says dinu laboker? We're speaking in first person directly, a command. Judge in the morning, mishpat. So therefore, it is appropriate to conclude, to be consistent and conclude ma'al lechem. Next pasuk yidim lehni alecha amak neger yushlaim. Hashem is speaking to Yushlaim. And it's calling Yushlaim the city that sits in the Emek, in the valley. Because Yushlaim is very tall. And it is surrounded by a valley. It's also called the Tzur Nemishar. Yushlaim is a mountain. And another word for mountain is the word Tzur. And the surrounding area was a plain. Hashem says to Yerushalayim, Hidni Elecha, I'm going to attack you. Lefi Sheyosh Vecha, your inhabitants, Misgoim, are arrogant. And they say, Miyecha Soleinu, Umiyavi Bimana Seinu, who can possibly attack us? Koychi Vyoitzem Yadi Osli Achayel Azeh, we're going to survive. Hashem says, no such thing. Hidni Elecha, Vinulchamti Yitcha, I'm going to attack you. Yechas, to descend. Sharoshai Nachas. Nachas means to come down. Volule haches shehi giroinis. Haitsa degusha. And if not for the ches, which is a guttural letter, cha, which has a dot.
No, it wouldn't be.
If not for the ches, im lule ches shehi giroinis, haitsa degusha, it would be.
It would be
a nun. What would be the gusha? Nachas, v'lulei haches shehi groinis, chaisa de gusha, nachat, nacho, what would be the gusha?
It would be, yeah, the nun falls off, and then the
sons,
in the future, the nun falls off.
Yechas comes from nachas.
Right.
And Nachas has a ches, and a ches guttural sound.
And if
not for the ches, shehi groinis, chaisa de gusha. What would be the gusha?
The sof.
Tachas. Tachas. Or the tof. Uperushoi yered v'yachane to descend. V'chein vatinchas ola yodecha. Your hand has come down hard upon me. V'targu. V'targum of yered, what's my proof that the word nachas means to descend? Because whenever it says in the Torah the word yered, to descend, the Targum consistently translates it as nachas. So you see that there is a relationship between the word nachas, which is really an Aramaic word, and the Hebrew word of yered. V'yamar b'loshan yirida lo inyelina mulchama shibayimek v'mishar, to descend upon the mountain, descend upon the valley, k'moy shamar lo mulchama yered v'nispeh, let us go down, gzuntayit v'nispeh, and we will die. We'll go down to battle and die in battle, be ingathered.
To rest, to come to descend.
Okay, one more pasuk in the Radak, Ufakadati, Biyara, Hashem, I'm going to visit upon you your sins, Gesundheit, and I'm going to kindle the fire in the forest. Hakinu Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is also called a forest. In this part, there are so many different terms that we use to refer to Yerushalayim. We call it a forest. Or Tzolemar Ha'odim Asher Tzivosecha, the cities that surround it. Himshila Liyar. We compare it to a forest. L'inyin Ha'esh Kamok Ha'esh Tivar Yar, because a forest is something which is combustible, flammable. V'chein Tirgum Yenison B'Yara B'Kir Va'a. The Targum clearly defines the Yar as the city. Okay. What?
You're afraid somewhere and not Yahar Yerushalayim?
Could be. Must be. Okay, now as far as this pasuk is a Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin. Really, Radak really said it. I'll just read you the Gemara. Rabbi Yoshia V'Yitema Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Maidir Siv Beis David. With regard to Beis David, Koyamar Hashem, Dina Labayke Mishpat, Ve'atzil Gozum Yadoshek, what does this mean? V'chi Babayke Erdonin? Is it true that you only judge in the morning? Why does it say Boker? V'chol Hayoim Erdonin? Ela? So the Gemara says, no, so this is a different drasha, it's not what Radak said. In Borer L'cho Hadover Baboker? Omrehu, Dimlav Al Tamrehu. And that's what it means, Dinula Boker. Just like it's clear that it's morning, when you see the sun rise, this is an expression, Boker is an expression of clarity. And this is an instruction to a judge. A judge is only allowed to render a halachic decision if it's clear as day, the decision. If he's a little bit vague, maybe yeah, maybe not, and there is some doubt, it is forbidden for a judge to take. I don't know, I have malpractice insurance. Just in case as my decision is overturned by a higher court, so then I'll be okay. But in the meantime, let me get the decision out there. No such thing. There is a requirement that a judge cannot issue a decision unless there is clarity, and that is contained, that is alluded to in the expression boker. Okay, that's one drasha.
What does that mean? If there's a litigant and you're not sure.
Pshara. Okay, then there's something called Shara.
They don't issue a decision.
Oh, so today, there is a little, so that's another thing. Bizman Azeh, you're asking a very good question. Bizman Azeh and Chay Shemishon, the first halacha in Chay Shemishon, the Bizman Azeh, we don't even do din anymore. There's no such thing as Bizman Azeh as din. Because there's no one today that can be certain that they know the halacha when it comes to din imamonis. When it comes to complex matters, not talking about simple matters. And therefore, Bizman Azeh, almost every single judgment in Bezdin is dispute resolution is basically compromise, pshara. Compromise does not mean 50-50. Compromise means 90-10, 95-10. Dayanim sit down, they work with the basic halachas, and they have a basic structure, and they come and they say, listen, according to halacha Shulchan Aruch, it seems that you're right and you're wrong. And they have people, it's very high profile cases and Bezdin, and people come with lawyers, they come with Talmidei Chachamim, and each Talmid Chacham is working their hardest for their client to come up with every svar in the world they can think of, Ktsois and Sivis, and Rekiv Eger, the people who know how to learn, these brilliant minds, and they use their brilliant minds to find a corrupt solution for a problem. And it's not necessarily corrupt, you have two teams working to present all the possible, to present to the Dayanim every possible Svara, and the Dayanim, they sit down and they're supposed to know Shulchan Aruch, they're supposed to know Shulchan Aruch inside out, Chosha Mishpat, and they know the basic halachas, and they hear all of the different Svaras, and they say to themselves, you know, maybe he got a point. Maybe he has a point. And you weigh everything in balance, and you make a very complex judgment call, and you basically put everything on the scale, and if it seems this guy is 70% right, and this guy is 30% right, so you award this person 70% of the money, and you reward him 30% of the money. If it was black and white, they wouldn't be in court, right? It would be so simple. Most of the time. Not only, they would be in secular court if it was black and white, right? And therefore, that's why, and then obviously there's someone that's going to be very unhappy, obviously, and that is why the business system has such a bad reputation, because no one walks away, no one comes out of Bezdin happy today. Doesn't exist such a thing. Okay, that's what it is. It is what it is. Whatever it is, though, it's a million times better than it used to be. Okay, that's for sure. It used to be a lot, lot worse. Today it's a lot better than it used to be, but obviously it's far, far from perfect. And it all starts then with the problem that Bezman Hazeh, it says in Shulchan Aruch, no one today knows, can be confident that they are so clear in Halacha, you can paskin din. Everything today is pshara, and when it comes to choshen mishpat, here it says that's not the way. This is not the ideal. Dinei labayker mishpat. Judgment has to be clear. Has to be clear like the morning.
I think what it means here is though that if you're not sure, then go investigate more.
Right, okay. Don't issue a decision.
If there are some studies the other way around, so go investigate. Look in the decisions.
Okay, absolutely.
The guy is poor and he can't afford to hire this Talmud Chacham.
You got a big problem. You got a big problem. Let's listen. In the secular court, let's say you can't afford a lawyer, so you rely upon what they give you, or they're giving you a guy out of a law school that's being paid working for free to get some experience. So he's not gonna. And the other guy who they have a top notch lawyer. Okay, so you're in trouble. And the legal system is not perfect either, secular. Just because everyone has a right to a lawyer, right? Isn't they say on television? You're under arrest. You have the right to remain silent. And you have a right
to
be appointed for you. Okay, so it is what it is. What can I tell you? All right, let's go to the next. Okay, the next medrash is really what the Radak said. I'll just read you over here a couple of the words. The Varacher Tanei Rabbi Abba, because it says Din LaBoiker Mishpat LaBoiker VeLaBechol Yoma Ella LaBoiker. Ah, now this is really, I don't know why he quotes from a Zoyar. There are other Amari Chazal, but he quotes here a Zoyar. Maybe it's the clearest one. Ella, what it means is Al Lo Yichlun Dayanim VeLo Yishtun. A dayan is not allowed to eat. Before they eat and drink, they must render their decision. To shekol dayan shadonis adin la'achash. I'm reading the translation of Hebrew. Shekol dayan shadonis adin la'achash achal v'shasa einenu dayan emes. If the Zohar says if you render a decision after you've eaten and drink, you're now dayan emes. The Chassid it says lo seichlu al hadam. That's the classic pasuk which we know that you're not allowed to daven. You're not allowed to eat before you daven. My haperish al hadam ela shehu masir es hadayanim shlo yoichlu ad sheyadunu es hadin. Now it should call me shadon es hadin v'acha sheichel v'shaitse kilu chiv es domoi la'acher. It's as if you have spilled someone else's blood. Shrei es domoi mamish noisin la'acher v'chol ze bedini mimoinais. All this applies only in dinei memoinais, but kol shekain bedinei nefashais. The Zohar says this law applies even when it comes to dinei memoinais. Alachas kam v'kam. You're not allowed to render a decision when it comes to dinei nefashais. You have to v'kavuchem dinei nefashais shadayanim tzrichim leishamish lelodim kiim lefnei she'achlu v'shasu v'yaldok siv dinui la boker mishpat, first thing in the morning before you eat and drink. Okay, there are more midrashim, but I didn't bring my sefer with me. I don't remember all the words. There's some stories in the Gemara. I really should have brought it, but I don't have it here, so I'm not going to.
So, does this apply today? A dayan wakes up in the morning, he can't eat or drink anything if he's going to hear a case that day?
Yes, a very good question.
In the middle of a case, you can't interrupt.
You know, you're asking a very good question. I never thought about that. The Bismanas, I don't think they do this. I never heard such a thing. Right? They don't do it. I think it's because Bismanas said there's really no such thing as din. I think that's the reason why. Bizman has said there's no such thing as din in nefashos, certainly not. But din in mimonos, we don't. There's no such thing. Today it's pshara. It's dispute resolution. There's no, you sit down with Talmidei Chachamim who know basic framework of halacha, and they give you guidance, but they basically, they're going to make some type of compromise. And the more skilled they are in dealing with people, the more they'll be able to make peace between them and come out with a reasonable solution to a difficult situation. But it's not din. So maybe the reason why you don't hear today Dayanim fasting before they pasken halacha is because we don't have in our day and age anything called din. Adkedekach, I know they're bati din, they don't even have...
Yes, we do. We have a crooked din.
Adkedekach, I know, even the very choshev bezdin, that they some of the Dayanim don't even have smicha. I'm not even talking about choshev mishpat smicha. I'm talking about even yoredeya smicha. They don't have smicha. They're just like good guys. They know how to learn a daf gemara. They maybe give a daf yomi shir. So they become part of the bezdin. They become part of the bezdin. That's called a dayan. That's not a dayan. You don't even have smicha, you never even opened up a choshev mishpat, and you're going to go. So what are they doing there? I don't know, beats me, but they're on the bezdin. I don't know, they somehow. Usually, a lot of the batim bizman hazeh, you have one dayan that really knows his stuff. And then you have some other people that come along just for the show. They come along, to...
That's very bad, because then this one guy is going to make the decision.
Yes, so that's right. That's right, it is very bad, you're right. But listen, that's what it is. You're right. It's getting better. There's no question about it, it's getting better. The system of Besdin is definitely vastly, because there's a lot of learning today. There are a lot of people that are learning, a lot of specialties, people learning Chosh HaMishra. There are a lot of Chosh HaMishra Koyla Mizmanazeh. When I was years ago, you never heard of such a thing as a Chosh HaMishra Koyla. Never heard. You'll be whatever people go to Koyla, you learn whatever, you cut them, you learn this, you learn that. Today, you know, there are a lot of Chosh people that specialize in going through Chosh HaMishra. So you're starting at a much higher level. It doesn't mean they're going to know. They're going to know every Kiva Eger. They're going to know every. But you know, you're starting at a much higher level already. When at least you're sitting. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And there are people.
They have a lot of now. There's a couple of schools that specialize in it, because a lot of from businessmen who want to do things because that's what they did. So they
also
school
that
teaching.
Here you see though the people who write columns that specialize in that sort of
thing. In the Rabbanut, it's a very big thing. We until now, it's been a very, very big thing is in the Rabbanut, in Eretz Yisrael. There is much more power. And in America, there's no power. In America, it's very, very weak. You have to get a court decision where the court will give authority to a bezdin. It's very, very schwach. In Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanut has real power. It's a serious matter. And when you have dayanim that are appointed who sit on cases and they pasken halacha, that's it. If you don't go pay up, they'll lock down your bank account. They'll freeze your account and they'll take the money themselves. It's a much more serious matter. And there is, you know, who gets appointed to be a dayan became a political thing. There was a backlash. They used to only appoint charedim to dayanus. And then there was a complaint.
You're talking the last 20 years.
Very recently, yeah. there was a very big problem. Is that they wanted people who are law students, people who go, they know what it says in Shulchan Aruch, but the Yiras Shemayim is not there. It's not the same thing, and they also want to have the same rights and be part of the judicial system, and that's a problem. Because part of being a dayan, there's a certain background that comes along with it. All right, you can read about all this online. This is you don't need me to tell you this. Okay, let's go further. But over here, it's very interesting. Over here, the korban is winding down. It is very interesting. The korban is winding down, and the last thing that Hashem says to Yirmiyah to tell them is corruption. There is corruption. Dinoy la boiker mishpat. First, let's get your house in order. Let's go to Perek Chabez. Perek Chabez, Koyamar Hashem. So says Hashem. Let's go through a couple of these psukim. Again, it's exactly the same theme. I don't know why there's repetition, but he's just elaborating upon this theme. Koyamar Hashem, raid base Melech Yehuda, go down, descend to the base Melech Yehuda, v'dibarta Hashem, and speak over the air, has adavar hazeh. The following matter, v'yamarta, and say as follows, Shema adavar Hashem, Melech Yehuda, hayoshev al kisei David. Atayu v'avodecha, your servants, v'almachan, your people. Haboim b'shorim, ha'ila, who come to these gates. Koyamar Hashem, asu mishpat. Again, the same exact thing. Execute judgment. Justice, utstok and righteousness. V'hatzilu gazlum yara oshok. Same exact thing. Is to return the gazul miyad oshok from the extortionist, the ger. Now we deal with the three people that we always discuss: the ger, the yosom, the almana, the vulnerable people, the members of society. Altanu, do not harm, do not wrong, do not cheat, do not taunt. Al tach mosu, do not muzzle. Okay, when they come into court and they make a claim, don't push them to the back of the line and silence them. V'domna ki al tishbuchu b'mokhem hazeh, do not spill innocent blood in this location. Ki im asota asu es adavar hazeh, Hashem is telling them, if you will do, I'm giving you one last chance. Im asota asu es adavar hazeh uvo b'shari habayis hazeh, then I will allow, Bowman's, I will allow them to enter into the gates of this bias. Milochim, kings, Yoshvim, Lidavid, Al Kiso, Reichvim, Borecha, Vasusim, they will ride on chariots and horses, Huva, Avodah, Viamo, but Vimlo, Sishmu, Sadavar Moyle, Binishpatinum Hashem, Kilcharva, Yeh, Habayas Hazed, this bias will be destroyed. Okay, very straightforward. Let's see all the psukim in the Mitzum Farshim, Pasik Beis, Atov Avodecha, and Mitzudos. Pasik Beis, you and your servants, Gam Atoshma, Gam Avodecha, Yishmu. Everyone should listen. Ba'asha'arim ha'il, in these gates, Sha'arei Beis HaMelech, in the palace, Gozul HaNigzal, O Sheikh HaGazlan, that's the extortionist, Altonu, do not wrongdo. Zehu Oinohas Devarim Shel Agmas Nefesh. This is a very important Mitzudos. He translates the word Tonu, does not mean money, it means to make a person feel bad by saying harsh words, insults, words of insult. Al tachmosu, do not muzzle. Al tasulahem chamos. Okay, I translated the word wrong. Maybe there's another interpretation. He translates what over here, al tachmosu, to mean chamos. Chamos, another word for gezel. Do not rob. Al tachmosu, al ta'asu lohem chomos, robbery. V'zehu oshek mamon, chomos, another word for extortion. Uvohu, if, now we're missing a word, you have to add a word into the pasuk. If you will listen to what I tell you to do, then uvohu, oz yovohu. Then, in reward for executing justice, I will allow you to enter into the gates of the bayis. In other words, you will preserve your malchus. L'David, David, Yashav al kiso limlech al yishol. All of the descendants of David, they will sit on the throne and they will ride in the chariot. Berecha b'merkava haroy lemelch b'susim hamoshchem esarechev, the horse which pulled the chariot. Who? Gam hu yovoi b'shari habayis hazeh, gam avoda v'amimo yovo amo, the whole nation will remain. But if you don't do this, if you don't listen to me, I'm going to destroy l'charva k'v'chol mi yovo b'sha'arav, no one's going to come into your gates. Very straightforward. Let's see Rashi. If you Rashi's al tonu zo oinoas devarim, do not insult another person. No more Rashi. Radak pasik beis b'asharim ha'ile b'sha'arei ha'azara. The Radak is coming to disagree with the Mitzudos. We're not referring to the palace, we're referring to the Beis HaMikdash. If you will execute justice, then I will allow you, I will keep the Beis HaMikdash in existence. Kimoy sh'amar b'samach u'bo b'shari ha'bayis hazeh. Again, there he learns that it refers to the Beis HaMikdash. And now the Radak says, but maybe it's like with the Mitzudos. It refers to the palace. O yiye perush habayis hazeh beis hamelech. The palace. Lefi sh'amar reichvim barechev uvasusim. Because since it says in the pasuk that they're going to sit on the chariots that are going to be pulled by horses, that clearly refers to the malchus. That's not referring to the beis hamikdash, because it's unheard of. to bring a vehicle into the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe in the airport you see people riding around on scooters, but you're not going to see people riding on scooters in the Beis HaMikdash.
No,
on the Har Bayis, no, that's what it says.
Steps will many,
like also,
15 steps.
Big steps.
So you can't go up. You can't even run up. You can't even run up. There are no scooters. No scooters in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what it says. Return the money from the extortionist. Toyar. The word, this is a description. Peles. Peles means the same grammatical form. Karoiv Godol. Vinyanoi Kmo Oshek. Toyar Bepeles. It's a description which means Godol. I don't know what it means, Godol. Karoiv Godol. Vinyan, I don't know what those two words mean.
Maybe it just means Toyar Bepeles Karoiv Godol. Very similar.
Very similar. Toyar Bepeles Karoiv Godol.
I don't know.
What is that? I don't know what I mean. All right. Vinyanoi Kmo Oshek, it means, like we had before, Oshek. Over here it says Oshoik. Oshoik is as if there is a cholam after the ayin we had before. On the previous page, on the previous pasuk, we had Hatsilu Gozul Miyad Oshek. There it was spelled Ayin Vav Shin Kof, and the vowel is Oshek. Here it is with a komatz. Or shok, and there is a cholim after the shin. So he says it's really exactly the same thing. Even though there it's o shek, and here it's o shok, it's exactly the same thing. That is what the Radak says. Okay, pasuk dalet ki im asota asu asu muk, if aso, another unusual grammatical word, asu koyma Hashem, asu mishpat. No, that's the wrong pasuk. Pasuk further on. Where is the pasuk? Aso. Which pasuk is it? Pasuk Dalit. Kiim aso ta'asu. That's an unusual word. Aso mikar bivav b'makom hey. You say aso.
No, aso. Aso is spelled in the Chumash with a hey.
With a hey. Okay, so here, why is there a vav? That's how it is. B'makom hey lamid apol. The poal pei ayin lamid. The lamid of poal should really be a hey. But here, for whatever reason, it turns into a vav. Then it goes on to say, you will be able to come here into the bayis of the Melachim. Hu va'avodav. So we have a kivuch sif. Va'avodav. Kos below yud. It's written without the word. Esav is over the here it's spelled without a yud. And we read it with a yud. When you do not have a vav, it's b'loshon yochid. When you have a yud, it's b'loshon rabim. Ki yud harabim u'in echad u'chamo rabim. You have many examples. Pasuk hey, last pasuk. Pasuk hey includes zimlo mavurhu. Pasuk hey is simple. You don't need me to explain anything. So we can stop here. Okay. Today we're going to go back. We're going to take a break. We're going to go back to the Panini Halacha. I'll take a break from Boston Mechalan.